Next up, we have Alex Cron and Tess Pocock speaking on real estate and title basics for renewable energy projects. Alex and Tess come from the law firm Frederickson and Byron. Alex is a shareholder in the Des Moines office, and Tess is an attorney in the same office. Alex helps clients navigate matters related to site control, title and survey, compliance with local laws, negotiating and collaborating with project counterparties, and other real estate issues for utility-scale wind and solar energy projects in various states. Tess advises clients on mergers, acquisitions, and real property transactions involving environmental considerations. Please help me welcome Alex and Tess.
Ready to go?
Ready.
Hi again, my name is Tess Pocock, and I am joined today by my colleague Alex Cron, and we are both attorneys practicing at Frederickson and Byron Law Firm. Alex and I regularly serve as outside real estate counsel for renewable energy developers, and today we're really excited to share some insight into real estate and title basics for renewable energy projects.
Thanks, Tess, and good afternoon, everyone. Our discussion today will focus primarily on development of large-scale wind and solar projects. On the real estate side, the goal is to secure sufficient real estate rights in order to finance, construct, operate, and sell the project. Real estate is a critical component of the overall development process. Particularly on wind agreements, there can be hundreds of landowner or wind projects, there can be hundreds of landowner agreements, a large volume of long lead time items to address, and generally just a large scale of materials to review and address. Since real estate issues can potentially delay project development or jeopardize project operations, it's important to think strategically about the real estate matters in order to make sure that the project can proceed efficiently and that issues are resolved in time for key project milestones and closings. We want to start by providing an outline of matters that we will cover today. We'll talk through key timelines and milestones, achieving site control, key provisions in landowner agreements, addressing matters related to the title policy, reviewing the ALTA survey, and providing real estate support for contracting, financing, and sale of the project. Before we dive in, we want to note that real estate law and practices are highly state-specific and can also vary from project to project. And so this presentation will serve as a general overview of common matters to address, and then real estate counsel can provide additional guidance with respect to a given project or jurisdiction. Since there's a lot to cover here, we are going to move through these matters fairly quickly, but feel free to let us know if you have any questions at the end, if there's time, or Tess and I will be here over the weekend or over the conference, or our contact information is available if you want to reach out after. For a few of the key timelines and milestones from the real estate perspective, we also want to note here that there's often a fair amount of overlap between these different phases. In the early stages, the developer will engage in a land campaign in order to sign up landowners and achieve site control. Next, once a substantial amount of land is signed up for the project, the developer will order title work and survey work and will work to review and address issues prior to construction. Then, likely overlapping with the previous phases to some degree, and the project developer will contract with the project buyer for the sale of the project and with a lender in order to finance construction of the project. And there will be several real estate matters addressing connection with signing up those agreements and connection, including negotiation of the real estate matters, and then also preparing a number of exhibits and schedules. There may be interim milestones under the project agreement, such as notice to proceed or site finalization, for which there may be several real estate requirements to address in order to trigger project milestones, such as start of construction. And then finally, the developer will close on the financing of the project in order to secure a construction loan. And also, there will be a closing for the sale of the project to the buyer. And the timing of these closings will depend on the structure of the transaction.